For those of us in regional New South Wales, Angel Flight can be an absolute godsend. What it is and what it does, we'll find out in just a moment. Joining us to have a chat about it is CEO Marjorie Pagani. Marjorie, how are we doing?
Good, thanks, Andrew. Thanks very much for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure. For those that don't know, what's Angel Flight? What do you do?
We are a national charity, and we, our core business, we do a lot of things. We help anyone in rural or remote Australia that needs help. And what we do is we organise flights. We have about 3,500 pilots and over 4,000 drivers. And we coordinate private flights for these people to come in from rural communities and outback country communities to get their regular medical treatment and checkup. So it's not an emergency service.
Right.
It's, for example, if you want to come in and get your two-weekly melanoma trial immunotherapy or your chemo,
yep.
Your heart checkups and so on. So it's not emergency, but we do it all over Australia. We can carry anyone anywhere. So what we do is we get your health professional, might be your remote area nurse or your social worker, your psychologist, your doctor, to register with us as a referrer. Then they just simply press a button and send in a flight request. If they say you have a need for air transport, we accept that. We're not Centrelink. We just say, well, if your doctor or remote area nurse thinks you have a need, we do it. Comes in, a lot of our pilots will usually apply for the flight. We choose the best aeroplane for that job, having regard to whether we need a wheelchair, whether it's a long flight, do we need a fast aircraft, how much room, that sort of thing. And we'll coordinate the whole flight. Patient doesn't have to do anything else. Doctor doesn't have to do anything else. And then we coordinate it with a driver in the city. So the pilot picks you up on your airstrip or your remote town, brings you to your city. In New South Wales' case, it's Bankstown Airport. And a driver will be waiting there to take you to your hospital or appointment. Same thing in the reverse. Back home you go, hopefully all in a day if we can coordinate it with the medical authorities. So that's
Marjorie,
our core business.
How long has Angel Flight been around?
Since 2003.
Right. And nearly, almost 20 years now.
Yeah, and we've done over 20 million kilometres of flying, helped over 100,000 families. And we're up to about 60,000 flights at this stage.
That's an amazing number.
It is. And more recently, of course, in these COVID era, our people, our pilots and drivers have really stepped up to the plate. We recently loaded 12 aircraft out of Archfield in Brisbane and Bankstown in Sydney with about 10 ton of donated groceries. And took them up to Ballina, had a convoy of utes there waiting to transport them over to Lismore to a distribution centre. And we were able to organise that. I heard about their plight on a Friday night on a radio show. Started making calls to the pilots. By Monday morning, we had the 10 tonne of groceries donated. We had 12 aircraft ready. Tuesday morning, there we were at Ballina unloading. So that's how willing our volunteers are to help.
And Marjorie, are you always on the lookout for volunteers, other pilots and drivers and people to help?
Oh, look, yes, we're always happy for people. It's very easy to do it. Just jump on our website and do you want to be a driver, pilot? Press this button and we'll take you through that process. So we're doing, at the moment, about 100 flights a week right across Australia.
That is an amazing effort on behalf of everybody. I want to say thank you to Angel Flight. Now, obviously, fundraising is a big issue. Can we go to the same website if we wanted to donate or do our bit to help out?
Yeah, Andrew, look, that's good. We're pretty unique. We don't campaign. We don't spend any money on marketing or advertising or big event companies. But people, of course, do help us. Most of the money goes to fuel, and we pay aircraft fuel. And that's about a third of the cost of running their aircraft, not including buying it, of course, or their time.
Yep.
And so that's where the money goes. So, yeah, we're always grateful for help.
All righty. Well, go to that website and do your bit to help out Angel Flight Australia. Marjorie Pagani, thank you very much for all the work that you do, and thanks for joining us on 2NM today.
Thank you for letting us share our message with your listeners.